Surah Yusuf, verses 69-79.
Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. We are on page 339, in the 13th juz of the Quran, Surah Yusuf, ruku number 9, commencing at ayah number 69-79, inshallah. And we continue with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the last ruku, we read about the first visit of the brothers to Egypt. Now we're looking at the second visit of the brothers to Egypt, and they have brought Binyamin this time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Walamma dakhalu ala Yusuf." And when they, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam, they presented their brother Binyamin, saying to him, "We have brought him as you had requested." Then Yusuf alayhi salam, awa ilayhi akhahu, Yusuf alayhi salam took his brother, this is his full brother, same mother and same father, he took his brother to himself and confidentially divulged to him, قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكُ. He said, "I am actually your full brother Yusuf. I am Yusuf, the brother that went missing. I am this brother of yours. I am your brother Yusuf." فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So do not be grieved about the ill treatment of the brothers and whatever they had been doing. Because now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has united us, there is no point in dwelling on the misery of the past. If Yusuf alayhi salam referred to the ill treatment which he had endured from these brothers, then that requires no elaboration. But if he was referring to what Binyamin endured, and he said, "Do not be grieved," if he was referring to what Binyamin endured from the brothers, then the specific nature of their abuse of Binyamin is not known. If nothing else, he surely suffered the pain of separation from his full brother Yusuf for that long period. Nevertheless, the brothers then discuss on a plan whereby Binyamin could remain behind with Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt. There was no way Yusuf alayhi salam could request them to leave Binyamin with him without divulging his identity, and that was not an option. The brothers were also bound by their solemn oath to their father, therefore a plan had to be devised so that Binyamin could remain with Yusuf alayhi salam. In that regard, Yusuf alayhi salam suggested to him that he had a plan, but it would be a cause of some embarrassment for Binyamin. Binyamin dismissed the embarrassment factor, for he longed to be in the company of Yusuf alayhi salam, his real brother. Ayah 70. What was the plan? فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. When Yusuf alayhi salam had prepared and provided them with their supplies, and they were soon to depart, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He personally, or some trusted employee, slipped the royal cup, which was also used as an instrument to scoop smaller quantities of grain. It was a type of a vessel from which water would be drunk, could be drunk, and it was also used for scooping out smaller quantities of grain. So he put that cup into his brother's saddlebag, فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ. Then shortly after they had departed, a caller was dispatched after them, and he called out, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ. O people of the caravan, إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. You must be thieves. Ayah 71, قَالُوا. They, turning around to confront the caller and the investigating team, a caller and a team was sent, they asked them, مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ. What is it that you have lost, and for which you are leveling an accusation of theft against us? Ayah 72, قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ. They said, the caller along with those dispatched with him to search them said, "We have lost the king's measuring cup, سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ." So we refer to it first as سِقَايَة, now it is called سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ, the cup, king's measuring cup, and we cannot seem to find it anywhere. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ. And whoever brings it or hands it over will be awarded a camel load of grain as a reward. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. And I guarantee that it will be given. The caller and those sent with him to apprehend the brothers must have been instructed by Yusuf alayhi salam to offer this reward for the return of the royal cup. Ayah 73. Qalu tallahi, the brothers replied, tallahi, by Allah, laqad alimtum, you know very well, ma ji'na linufsida fil ard, you know very well that we did not come to cause mischief and corruption in the land, wa ma kunna sariqeen, nor are we thieves by occupation or profession. Ayah 74, قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. The group of officials then asked, what would the penalty or punishment for the thief be if you are found to be lying? Ayah 75, قَالُوا جَزَاؤُهُ مَنْ وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. The brothers responded and expressed the punishment of theft according to the Sharia being practiced upon by Yaqub alayhi salam. So they said, the penalty will be that the one in whose saddlebag the cup is found, he will be subjected to punishment by being enslaved to the person whom he had stolen from. This was in the Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam. The thief would be enslaved by the person from whom he stole. And they said, كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And that is how we punish wrongdoers who are guilty of theft. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ. Ayah 76, having agreed upon this, the saddlebags were offloaded, then either Yusuf alayhi salam himself or the person appointed by him, بَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ, began searching the bags of the brothers, قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ, before that of his full brother Binyamin. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ, and he finally produced it from the bag of Binyamin. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. This is how, for the sake of Yusuf alayhi salam, who had been so long apart from any family or relative, kidna, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we devised a plan for him to keep Binyamin with him. Ma kana li ya'khudha akhahu fi din al-malik. He could not have detained his brother under the law of the king of Egypt, for they had a different punishment for thieves. Illa an yasha Allah, but Allah had so willed it, and He made it possible, so the brothers themselves facilitated Binyamin's detention in Egypt. And even though Yusuf alayhi salam was highly intelligent, he was incapable of devising this plan all by himself. Allah said, we may devise this plan. This is because the knowledge of human beings is not all-encompassing, and the knowledge of human beings is endowed, it is given by Allah. We, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَىٰ. We elevate whomsoever we wish in ranks of knowledge. So human knowledge is conferred by Allah and it is very limited. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٌ. And above all those who possess knowledge is the all-knowing Allah, whose knowledge is not endowed. And it is His personal attribute. Similarly, His knowledge is all-encompassing and complete. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala devises plan for him. Qalu, ayah 77, nevertheless, when the royal cup emerged from the bag of Binyamin and they were brought to shame, then to distance themselves from him, they said, Qalu, إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. They said, if he has committed theft, then it comes as no surprise, for so did his full brother before him commit theft. They said, his full brother, it means Yusuf, he also stole before. Consequently, it is reported that when Yusuf alayhi salam was a little child, his mother passed on. He was then reared and cared for by a paternal aunt. When he grew up and Yaqub alayhi salam wished to take him back, his aunt found herself unable to part with him. So she attached one of her possessions, personal possessions, to him, sent him back, and then claimed that he had committed theft. As was the law in Canaan, in the Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam, he was detained and kept by his aunt, only to be reunited with his father after her demise. Whilst the brothers may have been aware that this was a ploy adopted by their aunt, their shame and anger towards Binyamin made them utter this untruth about Yusuf alayhi salam. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. So Yusuf alayhi salam suppressed his thoughts about them. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Revealing nothing of it to them. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانَا. He said to himself, you, that means the brothers, in consideration of the act of theft, are in a much more evil position. Why? Normal thieves take people's possessions and belongings only, whereas you have taken a child away from his father, robbing child and father of each other. And as for what accusations you are leveling against both of us brothers, Wallahu a'lamu bima tasifun. Allah knows best the reality of what you express, for we surely aren't thieves. Ayah 78, قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. When the brothers saw Binyamin arrested and detained, They decided to plead and intercede for his release, so they appealed. Ya ayyuhal aziz. They said, O chief minister, inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira. He has a very aged father who is deeply attached to him. So this separation may take a severe toll on him. As for us, he is not so fond of us. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَ So take one of us instead, detaining and enslaving us in place of him. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ We truly see you as one of good conduct, and we are optimistic that you would view this request favorably. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ Ayah 79, Yusuf a.s. responded, Allah forbid that we should perpetrate such an injustice. It means how can we take an innocent person and let the guilty one go free? And that we should take that we should perpetrate such an injustice and that we should take other than the one with whom we found our property. Inna idhal ladhalimun. For if we were to do so, we would surely be oppressive and unjust. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ولما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين فبدأ بأوعيتهم قبل وعاء أخيه ثم استخرجها من وعاء أخيه كذلك كدنا ليوسف ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله نرفع درجات من نشاء وفوق كل ذي علم عليم قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون قالوا يا أيها العزيز له أبا شيخا كبيرا إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك